Alliance, Rebotics Girls, and 32 Bit. Remember, you have 2 minutes to bring your robots up.
A group of high school students bring the robots they've been working on for weeks to the arena.
2, 1, engage! They're going after the beacon. Red team got it red.
It's part of the First Tech Challenge, a STEM-focused competition where students build, design, and program robots that perform a litany of tasks for points, like activating switches known as beacons, or tossing wiffle balls called particles.
Put your controllers down.
We got 4 red beacons.
40 points to red team.
Lee Metcalf is a science teacher at Reed High School and coach for the school's Reedbotics program, now in its 3rd year. She says she's steadily seeing more girls getting involved.
We started with a team that was all boys. Last year we gained our first girl, and then this year we have both a boys and a girls team.
Reedbotics Girls is one of 2 all-girls teams this season, along with the Sonic Screwdrivers from Carson City. But even with some progress, Metcalf says it hasn't been easy.
It's been a bit of a challenge to recruit girls, and it's also really challenging to get mentors that are female to come and work with our female teams, because the path of engineering is sort of small as far as women go.
Dee Freewert is with First Nevada, the nonprofit organization behind this event and other robotics competitions.
If we could encourage the girls to go and seek more challenging opportunities and compete head-to-head with traditionally all-boys teams, I think it gives them a leg up.
Freewert adds that girls in the program are learning more than engineering.
Girls can participate in a lot of the STEM activities and actually lead it. So we're looking for young leaders. We're encouraging them to seek engineering roles, and we're giving them some professional guidance to move their careers forward.
According to the National Science Foundation, male and female K-12 students generally perform equally well in mathematics and science and are enrolling in advanced science courses at similar rates. And last year, women outnumbered men in the College of Science at the University of Nevada, Reno. Gina Temple is associate dean.
You know, women are successful. You know, if we look at the retention rate of students from first to second year, women are retained at a very high rate, even higher than men, slightly higher.
Temple says women provide a diversity of thought to the field, but getting them there can be a challenge.
If students are interested in pursuing STEM, mostly it's because they have had someone, a family member, or someone that they knew that was in that career track. If we can find a way to provide more role models to female students out in the school districts, I think it's important to bring students into STEM careers.
In UNR's College of Engineering, the gaps are even bigger. Last year, less than 1 in 5 engineering students were female. Samuel Baffa, a recent UNR graduate of that program, has worked with both Reedbotics boys and girls teams. He says there's a noticeable difference in how they approach problems.
As the girls teams, it was more cooperative. It wasn't like kind of like top down. It was more like everyone was kind of doing a part and they were discussing what they were going to do versus, I'd say, more of like a dictation from the guys.
After scouting out the competition, Michaela Carr of Reedbotics Girls tests out a new program on her robot. She first inputs code that gets uploaded to a smartphone, which is also used as a controller. She says it's important to have girls represented at these competitions.
Girls think that they just can't do it because it is seen as a guy type thing. And it's important for me to be able to be an example and say that girls can do it and we are pretty good at it.
After 4 meets, Reedbotics Girls is ranked 2nd out of 10 teams in Northern Nevada.
Come on, Reed, you can do it. Woo. No, go push your beacon. Go push your beacon.
Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.